Wisconsin on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to 1.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final 3 games, you know, in front of our home crowd. It's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Tons of sunshine, not only today, tomorrow, but for the entire weekend and even into next week. And unseasonably warm, too. Highs today reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we slip to 70. And for the weekend, high temperatures flirt with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios. WGBW.
Thank you. news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. If you've been feeling a little down, maybe a little blue, it may be what's in your cup that's to blame. And I don't know if this is good news for anybody, but it's coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause Make your reservation, don't be slow. I'm a loner, I'm a loner, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train of
hits on 97.9 WGBW. It's your friend Laura McKenna here, and if you've been feeling a little down, a little blue lately, it may have to do with drinking soda, or as I like to call it, pop. If you drink a lot of that, they found in a new study that it may be contributing to some depression. They found that drinking a lot of soda raises a type of gut bacteria that is found more in people with depression. And get this, they say that soda may give women the blues more than it gives the men. So the gut bacteria gets a little bit more rampant in us ladies. Go figure, right? So what about the healthy kind of pops that are out there, like the poppy? Well, they may have been lying to us because there's a new lawsuit that says that those drinks may not be quite as healthy as they're telling us. That is coming up before 11. I'm just full of so many good news stories today.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a links-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. One of the most remade songs over and over again from the Righteous Brothers is coming up after we dance to the music right here on WGBW.
some bottom so that the dancers just won't hide.
Time. from the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. While many of us are enjoying the fruits of a fall harvest this time of year, local farmers are working hard to get those crops out of the fields and delivered to you safely. Harvest season means more tractors on the roads. In honor of National Farm Safety and Health Week this week, the Wisconsin DOT is asking drivers to slow down and be patient around farm vehicles. Last year, the DOT says there were 153 crashes involving farm vehicles, 65 injuries, and one fatality. As a reminder, it is illegal to pass tractors or other farm vehicles in a no-passing zone. Court records show state charges against an Oconto doctor accused of child pornography were dismissed yesterday as the case heads to federal court. According to the criminal complaint, 65-year-old Isaias Cupino allegedly took pictures and video of a naked juvenile. Cupino faced three different charges relating to child pornography during his arraignment in federal court yesterday. A Wisconsin man wanted in the deaths of his three daughters has been declared dead by U.S. Marshals. Last week, authorities confirmed that human remains found in a rural part of Washington state were believed to be those of Travis Decker. Police had been searching for Decker since early June, when the bodies of his three daughters, ages 5, 8, and 9, were found at a campground in Washington. Decker is a native of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, near Milwaukee. He served in the U.S. Army for 7 years. Authorities say he had training in navigation and survival skills and was known to live in the backwoods, off the grid. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Tons of sunshine not only today, tomorrow, but for the entire weekend and even into next week. And unseasonably warm, too. Highs today reach the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we slip to 70. And for the weekend, high temperatures flirt with 80. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WGBW. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. Do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? This'll be the day that I die. not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing by. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye-bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Start every morning with Dan Marcus. He's got keywords for you as well as we go for the green and gold. I have the next one coming up for you at 11.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. Joy that's hard to hide, and sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out. Cause I love you, oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
We'll be right back. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Earlier this hour, we were talking about how if you're feeling a little blue, it may be because of a gut bacteria. If you drink a lot of soda or a lot of pop, that this bacteria increases, and it's often found in people with depression. Well, also, if you drink the healthy kind of pop, like Poppy, it may not be as healthy as we once were led to believe. Today is the deadline for getting in on an $8.9 million settlement over misleading claims from the prebiotic drink Poppy. Former owners of Poppy said that, yeah, it's good for your health, good for gut health, and claimed that that was backed by science. Well, may not have been, because customers who bought Poppy between January 2020 and July 2025, anytime in there, can get in on part of the settlement. Proof of purchase is required, so hopefully you saved your receipts. Claims can be submitted online. Today is the deadline.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do your children love mummies? What about waffles? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this Saturday at the Lion's Mouth Bookstore from 11 till 12, your child can meet children's illustrator Robert Momartz, creator of Mummy Man and Waffles book series, which I didn't even know there was a second one. My son absolutely adores this series, and Rob's going to be there doing live sketch demos, as well as sharing his second book, Mummy Man and Waffles, The Dire Deeds of Dr. Gark. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events, and guess what? You might see me there.
WGBW. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you'll never lose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Well, she's gonna get a ticket now sooner or later, but she can't keep her foot off the accelerator. And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me fast. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another keyword as we go for the green and gold. Your multi-state text to win contest keyword for the 11 o'clock hour is coming up soon. Download that Civic Media app and let's get ready to text and win with WGBW.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
WGB Bay W, Wisconsin. Our name is our home, and this is your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
I'm Mike Dubosky. High stakes for federal workers as the deadline to pass a government funding agreement gets closer. The White House is calling Democrats' demands for more health care spending ridiculous and threatening to lay off hundreds of workers at federal agencies if a shutdown is triggered at the end of the month. ABC News has learned that President Trump's choice to take over the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia is going to bring federal criminal charges against former FBI head James Comey. He's been accused of lying to Congress in testimony 5 years ago. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
Halligan, an insurance lawyer, has never prosecuted a criminal case in her career or presented evidence to a grand jury. And she's racing the clock. The statute of limitations to seek an indictment against Comey runs out next week.
And President Trump later today is expected to sign off on a framework agreement to force the sale of TikTok to a new joint venture predominantly owned by American companies. This is ABC News. A family is in mourning after the death of a man on a roller coaster in Florida last week. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has the story.
The family of the man who died after riding a roller coaster at Universal Epic Universe in Orlando is demanding answers. 32-year-old Kevin Rodriguez Zavala was riding the Stardust Racers roller coaster with his girlfriend last week when authorities